So do you have that amazing app where a little bot searches the internet and downloads all of the completely awesome and cool stuff online and then sends you an alert so you can watch them all later? Well, neither did we. But we do have our good friend Sean Ramaswaram, host of the podcast Sideshow, part of Studio 360. Sean is way better than an app, and he's way smarter than a bot, and he brings us this week's Friday Five. Welcome, Sean.
Thanks. Thanks for having me back.
So let's start.
It's October.
Yes.
A lot of grown-ups are excited for Halloween.
Yes.
Derek Thompson from The Atlantic did the world a huge favor by compiling a comically long list of every horror movie that's going to be on TV this month. And it's like 15 movies a day. It's unbelievable until you get closer to Halloween where it's like 30 movies a day.
We were wondering if maybe you had experienced any disturbances.
What kind of disturbances?
And have you picked yours already?
I have not. I don't really have cable, John. That's the truth. I live on the internet.
Of course.
I'll just hit YouTube.
All right, number two.
Utah, give me two.
Missing Scarf was one of the finest of last year's Oscar-nominated shorts, but for a very long time, you could not see this short animation online anywhere, and now it's on Vimeo for free.
As Albert made his way through the wood, he came to Cecil the Owl. Perhaps he could help. But Cecil had a problem of his own. His fear of the dark.
Starts off as this thing about a squirrel looking for its scarf in the forest. It turns into this existential epic examination.
The dark is nothing but an endless curiosity. Cecil stepped into the dark and was no longer afraid to discover its hidden wonders.
Cult film, Oscar nominated.
It sounds very light there, but it gets a lot darker, and it's narrated by George Takei, so you can't go wrong.
It is George Takei.
It's amazing.
I thought to myself, oh, God.
Well, it's brilliant.
He's an internet meme all by himself.
They love him already, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, number three, this is something I got maybe even before you, because I get my New Yorker on my iPad.
Right, so the New Yorker adopted one of the internet's favorite forms of communication this week by making an animated GIF cover, and it's something you truly
so cool.
have to see online, because what you're going to get in the mail is going to be this sort of static analog version, but it depicts this New York City streetscape in the rain, and these two drops of rain are slowly falling down a windshield, and it's gorgeous.
And the rain has come as
it
we get ready for
exactly.
winter here.
Good time.
Right, number four.
Number four, Noah Ritter won over the internet a few months ago with this video. He uses the word apparently like a dozen times in a 3-minute interview.
Apparently, I've never been on live television before. Apparently, Grandpa just gives me a remote after we watch the Powerball.
Turns into this huge internet sensation. Ellen gets him on her show. She's really good at co-opting these internet sensations into entertainment, and she turns him into a correspondent, sends him out to L.A. to see a Walking with Dinosaurs robot show.
Who's coming here now?
He's a Triceratops!
Yeah! Now tell me, you know if this is a predator or a herbivore?
A plant eater!
He's a plant eater!
Yeah, I've seen a lot of dinosaur movies in my day.
Oh, have you?
I want to experience most things in life through Noah Ritter now, if at all possible.
We all should be scared. And number five.
Lastly, yeah, so Aretha Franklin putting out a new album. Everyone got excited about that. Then she released her first single, and it got pretty much everyone's attention. So that's Aretha Franklin covering Adele with like a mashup of Ain't No Mountain High Enough, an intersection of music that could only exist thanks to the internet.
And this is not something like Cher's got a huge giant orchestra behind her. And Cher's great. Cher is definitely great no matter how old she is. This is Aretha.
It's great. It's brilliant. And she performed it on Letterman this week. Also brilliant.
She carries the whole thing.
She does.
Still. All right. That's just five things. There's got to be more, right?
There's more.
Sean Ramaswaram, host of Sideshow, a podcast from the Studio 360 gang about the kind of art you don't see in museums and everything else.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Sean.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.